The first 3 months of 2013 are the best the local real estate market has seen in the first quarter in 6 years. Jeff Spencer, the president of the Park City Board of Realtors, says it's been a great start.
Realtors are busy in the town, and a lot of transactions are moving, and we're excited to see it back. It's depending on the side of the transaction that you're on, buyers are having a harder time finding the right property, what they're looking for, and sellers are having an excellent time trying to set their price of knowing what they can sell their property for, and it's an overall good feeling within the market. Things are moving right now, so it's a good thing.
Board statistician Mark Seltenrich says the first quarter is typically the slowest of the year, so the strong start, he says, is refreshing.
So it's good to start this one out fairly strong, but it's still not as strong as the second, third, and fourth quarter of last year.
For the first quarter of 2013, there were 395 sales, up 15% from a year ago. Total dollar volume is up to $306 million. That's up 28% from a year ago. And the median sales price for single-family homes jumped 30% from $477,000 a year ago to $619,000 this year. The median price was up 28% for single-family homes in the Snyderville Basin and Jordanelle. The median price of a home within the Park City limits was up 12%. It's getting more difficult to find a home that's under $500,000.
Homes inside the city limits under $2 million, they are, if it's a good price, it goes fast, in a week. Out in the basin, under $1 million, especially if they're under $800,000, oftentimes they'll be selling in a week too. There were a couple homes in the Silver Springs area that were on the market last summer, and they just kind of sat, went through them. They weren't in great condition, and, it's kind of good luck getting that price. Well, both of those homes, they took them off the market and then put them back on during the first quarter at a higher price, at about $20,000 more, and both of those homes sold in about 5 days.
Condo sales dropped 3% overall, but the number of sales within the city limits was up 21%. The median sales price within the city limits at $639,000 is down 18% from a year ago, but the price for the sales in the Basin and Jordanelle at $334,000 is up 22% from a year ago. Vacant lot prices went down about 9%, but the number of sales jumped by about 45% in the first quarter of this year. Spencer says the current inventory is lower than it's been since 2006.
If in the last couple of years, our buyers have been accustomed to being able to come into our market, have just a large amount of inventory from which to choose, and then be able to usually negotiate pretty hard on a seller to get a good buy on a great property. And now our inventory levels have actually dropped 47% since our high in 2008. And so we've got a lot less of product on the market. And so buyers are coming in without as much property from which to choose, and sellers are being a little tougher on the price. So it's an interesting transition for us to see where that's going.
The number of distressed or foreclosed properties is way down to about 13% of all sold properties, compared to about 23% a year ago.
They're still in our market, but they have really fallen off. They make up only 3% of all of our current listings, so there's not very many. And some of those short sales and foreclosures are on properties that aren't real exciting, so there's a reason that they might stay on the market a little longer.
And with interest rates remaining at historic lows, they say now is a good time to buy.
They're still in the low to mid 3% range. So it's the affordability of a home now. Even if the price goes up, your payment might be less. So, even though prices are going up, it's still an excellent time to get into the market.
Buyers in 2006, versus a buyer now can buy 43% more property than they could in 2006 with where the interest rates are. So it's a really positive thing for buyers to have those interest rates where they are.
That's Jeff Spencer and Mark Seltenrich with the Park City Board of Realtors. They also reported that at the recent annual Realtors Award, Realtor of the Year Award went to Sander Vogt. Johnny Totten won the Meritorious Service Award, and the Director's Award went to Bronson Calder. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.